A new bill introduced in Congress this week seeks to add a new state to the Union. News Nation correspondent Michael Shore reports on the movement to bring statehood to Puerto Rico.
It's time for Puerto Rico statehood now.
Lost amid the negotiations on COVID relief this past week, a bipartisan group of members of Congress put forward a bill on Puerto Rican statehood, led by Florida Democrat Darren Soto.
It's time to fulfill the promise of democracy and grant true equality for our fellow Americans back on the island.
Though the road to ratification is long, the playing field may never have been better with a president who campaigned in support of statehood.
I happen to believe statehood to be the most effective means of ensuring that residents of Puerto Rico are treated equally, with equal representation at a federal level.
The issue, though, isn't up to President Biden.
I'm very proud to announce my intention to introduce this legislation on the Senate side.
Puerto Rico's delegate to Congress, Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, says that the issue is also about fairness.
We cannot vote for our commander-in-chief. We do not have four members of Congress. But yet, Congress has all power over us.
When I sat down with former San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz in Puerto Rico's capital last fall, I asked her if statehood would bring a bigger slice of the financial pie to the island.
Well, you're asking the wrong person, because I don't think money is an argument for statehood. That is what statehooders in Puerto Rico think, and they keep selling that.
Yulín Cruz thinks a process of self-determination without reliance on the United States may be wiser than statehood.
Where all the voices are heard, from statehood to independence and free association right smack in the middle, the people get informed of what the transition would be, and then let the people decide.
Statehood, though, has remained a complicated issue, requiring a yes or no vote at home and a majority vote in Congress. Veteran journalist Ray Suarez says a confluence of events from Hurricane Maria in 2017 to the COVID pandemic have changed the conversation.
I think Puerto Rico's much understood, much publicized sufferings have certainly given statehood another look.
With Republicans pushing back at the potential for two Democratic senators, Suarez, author of the book Latino Americans, The 500-Year Legacy That Shaped a Nation, cautions that Puerto Rico has a Republican delegate and a governor who once caucused with Democrats.
So it doesn't line up neatly red and blue. There are a lot more conservative voters.
The issue came up in Congress this week with the passage of H.R. 1, the For the People Act, which endorses statehood for Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C.
You know, statehood for D.C., statehood for Puerto Rico, that's what they're asking us to do. We should be able to have full representation of all of our citizens, regardless of where they live and reside.
Puerto Rico's Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon says that her group proposes following a precedent set in the late 50s. With Alaska and Hawaii, and are hoping that they get the same results.
We don't want to invent a new process. That was the last two models, and they function very well.
Michael Shore, News Nation, Los Angeles.